Well, hey there, welcome to episode 342 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, but during this 31-day challenge known as the Dog Days of Podcasting, or DDP, I'm doing special shows on Saturdays and Sundays. This is the last weekend of Dog Days of Podcasting, so this is the last weekend I'll be answering your questions. If you've got a question or two that you'd like me to answer, it could be anything about the Bible, Christian doctrine, or whatever you're curious about, send it to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. If I use your question on the show, and chances are very good that I will, I'll send you a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. If I get more questions than I can answer on tomorrow's show, then I will extend it to the following weekends. But as it stands right now, tomorrow is the last day. There is still time for you to get your question in. Today, I'd like to answer a question sent to me by Justin Deal, who is another one of the podcasters participating in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Justin started podcasting in 2010 and has had several podcasts. His Dog Days of Podcasting contributions appear at hiddennode.com. That's with two D's and two N's, hiddennode.com. So here's Justin's question. In response to your request for questions, I'm curious. What is your opinion of the appearance of religion and pious figures in fiction, extending this question to media such as TV shows, movies, or video games and comics? He continues, I remember one of my favorite appearances of religious figures in fiction comes from the show Babylon 5. In the episode, the station is playing host to various species showing off their religious beliefs and spiritual aspects. Each species seems to have a strong single religion, but when Earth is presented, they show scores of individuals from many faiths. I always liked that moment because it felt interesting to me to show the diversity of our world and how much religion has helped forge us as a culture. I'm not the type to normally be an audience member of your show, but it has been a pleasure having you as part of the Dog Days of Podcasting this year. Thanks for taking part. Well, Justin, thank you so much for listening. It's really great to have you join the LifeSpring family for at least the Dog Days of Podcasting. I hope you'll stick around even after the challenge is over. It's been a fun and, yes, a challenging endeavor to try to do a show every day. I think I've dropped a show or two, but it's been fun. I've enjoyed listening to the various shows and getting acquainted with all the other people through their shows. So, as for your question, what's my opinion of the appearance of religion and pious figures in fiction, including books, TV shows, movies, or video games and comics? Well, we are spiritual beings. We're not just flesh and blood. The book of Genesis says that God made man in his image. I looked up the original Hebrew word for image. There are at least 13 different Hebrew words that are rendered as image or images in English. The specific word used in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, where it says that God created man in his image, is tselem. This word has a few different meanings, but I believe the closest meaning in this context is a representative figure. So stay with me. In the New Testament book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, it says, God is spirit. So, putting the verses in Genesis together with this verse in John, we can conclude that God made us as spiritual beings. God made us in his image. God made us as a representative figure. He is spirit, so God made us as spiritual beings. Also, one of God's attributes is that of creator. He created you, me, the universe, and everything in it. I believe he gave us that attribute as well. Of course, he can create something out of nothing just by speaking it into existence. We use his building blocks to make our creations, but humans have been creating almost since God created the first of us. And what we create is a reflection of who we are in one way or another. Therefore, it's not at all surprising that religious or spiritual figures would show up in the art that we create. Whether it be painting, sculpture, music, literature, TV shows, movies, video games, or comics. Now, I must admit that I'm not a big consumer of fiction writing. I stay pretty busy creating media for my church and my podcast, in addition to my work as a voiceover guy, the family business that my wife and I run, and also trying to be an involved husband, dad, and grandpa. There just aren't enough hours in the day to squeeze much more in. But I do love most of the Star Trek franchises, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, sort of, and that type of thing. Also, it probably isn't surprising that I'm a big fan of the C.S. Lewis Chronicles of Narnia series of books, which are allegories of the Christian faith. I never did get into Babylon 5, so I didn't see the episode that you referred to, Justin, but it sounds like it correctly portrayed Earth's spiritual diversity. Yes, there are many religions around the globe, and all but one are man trying to reach God. Christianity is different, in that God has done all the work to reach man. Other religions try to get people to a point where they're good enough to either reach God or nirvana or oneness with the universe or whatever. Christianity says that man is broken. We can't be good enough. It isn't in us to attain perfection. Try as we might, we fail. But God is perfect, and He is the standard by which we are measured. We don't measure ourselves against the next guy. We have to measure ourselves against God. And since He is our Creator, He knows all about our problem of imperfection, which came about because He gave us the power of choice. He wanted us to choose to be with Him and love Him as He loves us. After all, if there is no choice, there can't be love, right? So, with the power of choice, there is the power to make wrong choices. And that is what happened back in the Garden of Eden, and that is when our brokenness was introduced. But because God does love His creation, He made a way for our brokenness to be forever done away with. When Jesus, who is 100% man and 100% God, walked the earth, He lived a perfect life, which made Him qualified to become the sacrifice that would bring spiritual healing to anyone who chooses to accept it. This is God reaching out to man to bring man to Himself, the exact opposite of every other man-made religion. The true Christian life, by the way, is not religion. It is relationship with a loving and living God. So, Justin, that's my opinion on the appearance of religious figures in all the various forms of fiction. It's to be expected because our creations reflect who we are, just as we are a reflection of who God is. Justin, thanks so much for asking. By the time you hear this, you'll have a link in your inbox for you to download my book. And you, dear listener, there's just one more episode scheduled where I will answer your question. Send it in now while you're thinking about it. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. If I use your question, you too will get a copy of my book. Every name in the Bible from every English translation is in there. There's nearly 7,600 entries. You'll never mispronounce a Bible name again. It's a $20 value, and it took 2 years for me to complete it. Send your question to steve@lifespringmedia.com. Or you can tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.